This interview was recorded for the International Bomber Command Centre Digital Archive, which owns the copyright for this performance.
My name is Chris Brockbank, and today is the 8th of January 2017, and I'm here with Stephen Walker to do a proxy interview for his father, late father, Ronald Cecil Walker, and they lived in the Salisbury area. So, in practical terms, what are the earliest recollections you have of your father and what he did?
Well, my first memories are really as a young boy, mainly sitting by the back door, watching Dad walk up the garden path in his long grey raincoat, having finished his day at work, and looking forward to seeing him there. So that's really my first memories of him as a boy. He was a keen sportsman. He liked his football and his badminton, which he very much did in his early days as a lad, and then through to being an adult as well. I did go and see one movie with him as a young boy, which obviously would have stuck in my mind, because it was the Battle of Britain. But that's the only movie we ever saw as a father and son team. But those are my memories, really, initially as a small boy.
Right. So the question next is, what did father do? Where was he born? And when? And what did the family do?
He was born on the 19th of October 1923 in West End, Southampton. He was one of four boys and two sisters, born to Frederick Austin Walker and Lillian Maud Walker. And Frederick's, his father's occupation was a shopkeeper, and again in Southampton. So that's his father's role. With regard to Ron, in his early days, he attended school-wise. He was at the deanery school in Southampton, and he spent, well, in fact, all of his schooling time at the deanery school, whether it be the junior school or the senior school. With regard to when Dad left school, that was in December 1937. He left the deanery senior school, and he went out into the workplace and secured work with an accountancy firm as a junior clerk. So that was his first steps into the workplace, which I guess is probably linked to the fact in some way that his own father was dealing with figures and shopkeeping and retail, that type of thing. So, and that's what he did. And then in 1941, he joined the Air Training Corps, number 424 Squadron in Southampton. So after joining the Air Training Corps, in December 1941, he joined the Royal Air Force Volunteer Reserve. And he joined the RAF because two of his other brothers, family-wise, they decided that one would join the Army, one would join the Navy, and one would join the RAF. And so Ron joined the RAF in December 41. He formed part of a process, whether it was pilot, navigator, bomb aimer, so he was assessed as being most suitable for the bomb aimer role. From Southampton, having joined the Volunteer Reserve, he went on to ACRC at Lord's, and then I believe on to Scarborough for his initial training. And post that initial training, he was then sent out to Canada, a place called Defoe, which was the Royal Canadian Air Force 5 Bombing and Gunnery School. Exactly how much time he spent out there, I'm not sure. But on his return from Canada, he went to the Climate Assimilation School, and then to the Heavy Conversion Unit at Marston Moor. And from there, on to 102 Squadron at RAF Pocklington in 1942. both Marston Moor and Pocklington are in Yorkshire, which are where he spent his time, and then moving on from there as a bomb aimer flying Halifaxes with 102 Squadron. With regard to some of the missions, they are currently being researched to get finer detail with regard to his ORBs and exactly what happened. And waiting for results and information from Cranwell, but he did his full tour, and the information that I do have would include operations to Cologne, Osnabrück, Stacrade, Nuremberg, Witten and Mainz, and I have some details with regard to the Halifax that he would have flown on those occasions, which would have been PP179 and MZ426 on the operation to Mainz. But subject to receiving more information from Cranwell, I should be able to fill in a lot more details with regard to his ORBs.
Do you have any information about whether the aircraft was hit by flak or fighters?
I don't, no. There is nothing that I have by way of the personal scrapbook that I made when he passed away that shows any aircraft that he was either in at the time, but it could quite be possible, but I don't have anything that
so
can confirm that.
Accompanying this on a memory stick, we've got a lot of pictures and narrative.
Yes.
Which can be matched up and we'll top up later.
Yes. Yeah. Good. A lot of further information to come with regard to that
now,
background.
When he ended the war, what rank?
He ended the rank as a warrant officer, which should be identified from his uniform and the hats in the photographs that I have. So, that was his leaving rank.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you, Steve.